The great love and provision of our Heavenly Father. From the words of Jesus Christ, we are invited to see our Heavenly Father not as a distant ruler, but as a loving and a present provider, deeply involved in every detail of our lives. The Gospels reveal again and again that God's love is not only eternal, but practical. He feeds, clothes, forgives, restores, and rejoices over his children. Through the teachings of Jesus, we are shown a picture of divine care that reaches far beyond what human hands could ever provide. God cares for every detail of our lives. Jesus said, "Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment?" With these words, Jesus calls us to lift our eyes above the daily struggles and see the Father's faithful hand. The fowls of the air neither sow nor reap, yet they are fed. The lilies of the field neither toil nor spin, yet they are clothed with beauty greater than Solomon's. If God so tends to the birds and the flowers, how much more will he care for his own children? Jesus said, "For your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. He does not ignore our hunger or our needs. Instead, he invites us to trust his provision and to reorder our priorities." Again, Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This is not a call to neglect responsibility, but a command to rest our hearts in God's care. Worry cannot add a single moment to our lives, yet faith opens the door to peace that the world cannot give. The Father's generosity knows no limit. Jesus said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." The promise is simple yet profound, for our Father responds to the cries of his children. Jesus proclaimed, "Or what man is there of whom, if your son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" Jesus declared, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" The heart of the Father is not reluctant. He does not give grudgingly or with hesitation. He gives freely, abundantly, and with joy. His ears are open to the prayers of his people, and his hand is ready to bless. You are precious in his sight. Jesus said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father knowing? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. If God sees the sparrow that falls, surely he sees every tear and hears every whisper of your heart. You are of greater value than many sparrows, for you were created in the image and redeemed by his Son." Jesus said, "Even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are more valuable than many sparrows." This divine awareness is not meant to frighten, but to comfort. It means that you are never forgotten, never unseen, and never beyond his reach. Every moment of your life is known to him, who holds the universe, yet cares for the smallest soul. The Father who seeks and saves. Jesus said, "How think you, if a man have 100 sheep, one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray? And if so that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more over that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. What a window this opens to the heart of God. He is not content to let any of his children be lost. His love pursues, restores, and rejoices. The Father's mercy is not conditional upon perfection. It is anchored in his nature. He is love. The Father's nature calls us to imitate him. Jesus said, "But love you your enemies, and do good and lend. Open for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be you therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful." To live in the love of the Father is to become a vessel of that same love towards other. His generosity transformed our heart until we no longer measure kindness by what we receive, but what we can give. This is the evidence of children who are truly known their Father. The Father's good pleasure. Jesus said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." The gifts of God are not earned. They are given out of joy. It pleases him to bless his children. He delights in our trust, our faith, and our surrender. When we seek his kingdom first, we find not only provision for our needs, but fellowship with the giver himself. Conclusion. The message of Jesus is clear and constant. Our Heavenly Father loves us with an unfailing love, provides for us with tender care, and delights to call us his own. He feeds the birds, clothes the lilies, numbers the air on our heads, and gives the kingdom to those who trust in him. We are not called to anxiety, but to faith, not to fear, but to love. For we have a Father whose mercy reaches beyond our sin, whose provision meets our every need, and whose heart rejoices over every soul that comes home. Let us therefore seek first his kingdom, rest in his promises, and walk each day in the confidence that our Heavenly Father knows, cares, and provides. Amen.